Well, praise the Lord. 1 Peter chapter 5. And we're going to look at verses 5 through 7 together this evening. 1 Peter 5, 5. Likewise, ye younger, submit yourselves unto the elder. Yea, all of you be subject one to another, and be clothed with humility. For God resisteth the proud, and giveth grace to the humble. Humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time, casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you. That's the title of my message, He Careth for You. Let's pray. Lord, I pray for your presence this evening and your power, your wisdom, that you would use your word in our lives. And Lord, that we would hear from you and that we would respond to the Holy Spirit's prodding through the word. And so we are so grateful for this privilege and give you this service. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. You might wonder the connection between humility and casting all your care upon the Lord. But God connected these for a reason. Because when we don't cast our care upon the Lord, the underlying reason is pride. What we're essentially saying is we don't need his help with that particular issue, problem, whatever. And if we don't need his help, then we're saying we can handle it ourselves. That's pride. It takes humility, true humility, to admit that we don't know the answers, that we can't solve our own problems, that we need God's help with everything. And that's why he says to cast all your care, not just some, but all your care upon him. So he tells us there in verse 5, you younger, submit yourselves to the elder. All of you be subject one to another. The Christian life is a life of submission. It begins the day we're saved. We're to be submissive. We're always to have that submissive heart. And we know children are to be submissive to their parents. Wives are to be submissive to their husband. Church attenders to be submissive to their pastor. We're to be submissive to the law. And it says the younger to be submissive to the elder, and it goes on and on. It's a heart attitude thing, this attitude of submission. And God says here that if we really want his grace to be poured upon us, then we must have that attitude, because he says there at the end of the verse, he resisteth the proud and giveth grace to the humble. So isn't it interesting? So now we see that pride is an underlying issue for not only not casting all our care upon him, which we'll talk about in a moment, but also for not being submissive. When we resist being submissive, that's pride. And so God is trying to get this point across to us tonight, that if we're going to be where we need to be as God's children in relation to it, having a submissive heart in relation to a heart that's willing to give all of our burdens to the Lord, it's got to start with humility. Humility is essentially acknowledging, again, we don't have the answers. We don't know the way. God does. Notice verse 6. Humble yourselves, therefore. So here it is again. In these two verses, already we've seen the word humble or humility three times. Humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God. Humility is, of course, the opposite of pride. And pride began with the devil and is really the underlying sin to most sin problems. And Jesus made it clear in Matthew 18, if you would turn over there. Jesus gave us a way to understand true humility by using a little child. Matthew chapter 18, notice verse 4. Whosoever therefore shall humble himself as this little child, the same is greatest in the kingdom of heaven. We all know what children are. We all understand little children. And so Jesus set a little child in front of his disciples and said, humble yourselves like a little child. That should be our heart attitude before the Lord. And true humility is shown when we have this attitude of submission and when we're willing to admit we don't have any of the answers, we don't know the way, and we're going to cast all our care upon Him. Now, God is asking us to do this. You know, sometimes you've heard people say things like, "Oh, God's too busy to deal with my little problems. I just give Him my big problems." No, He's not. God is God. God knows everything. And God can handle it. Doesn't matter if there's 100 billion people. This is God we're talking about. And He says, verse 7, all your care, not just some of them, not just the big things, all. So part of humbling ourselves under the mighty hand of God is learning to give it all to God, even the little things. Sometimes it's the little things that cause us the most trouble. Now, how many times in the Old Testament does God try to get this point across that He is omnipotent, that He can do anything? Is there anything too hard for the Lord? Behold, I am the Lord, the God of all flesh. Is there anything too hard for me? Jeremiah 32:27, that's the one I just quoted. He says, I can do anything. We get to the New Testament, Jesus said, with God, all things are possible. And God tells us all through His Word that He can do anything. So, under the mighty hand of God, the hand of God that can do anything, humble yourselves, and the best way to show that true humility is, verse 7, casting all your care. Because the opposite of humility is pride, as we mentioned. And if we are not willing to cast all our care upon the Lord, we may not be thinking it, but we are essentially saying to the Lord, I don't need your help with this particular thing. That's pride. What does the Bible say about pride? It's an abomination to the Lord. He hates pride. It started this whole mess. Go to Psalm 55:22. Good verse to memorize. Psalm 55 and verse 22. I'll give you an Old Testament and a New Testament verse that will be very helpful to memorize. Some of these you might already have memorized. Psalm 55:22. Cast thy burden upon the Lord, and He shall sustain thee. He shall never suffer the righteous to be moved. Notice, cast thy burden upon the Lord. Cast it. Give it to the Lord. That ties in well with verse 7. Casting all your care upon Him, for He careth for you. So that's a beautiful Old Testament verse. And then also go to Philippians 4. I know many of you already know verses 6 and 7. Philippians 4, 6 and 7. But, wow, probably one of the most important passages for Christians in the Bible is Philippians 4, 6 and 7, isn't it? What does it say? Be careful for what? Nothing. There it is again. So 1 Peter 5, 7, casting all. Philippians 4, 6, be careful for nothing but in what? Everything. There it is again. Everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving. You might say, what's the difference between prayer and supplication? If you look at the meaning of the words, prayer is primarily talking about spending time with the Lord, worshiping the Lord. Supplication is just what we understand it to be, giving God our requests, asking for things. And both of those need to be, of course, part of our prayer life. Spending time with God, worshiping God, praising God, and then asking God. So, with prayer and supplication, what about the thanksgiving part? I was actually going to preach on this on Sunday, but I can't now. With thanksgiving, what do you think that means? Why does thanksgiving tie in with having burdens and casting all your care upon the Lord? Well, because doesn't the Bible tell us that we're to be thankful for our trials? Over and over again. Count it all joy when you fall into divers temptations. Paul said, most gladly, therefore, will I rather glory in my infirmities. When we go to God with our prayers, do we take the time to thank Him for the trials and the burdens? Because He's allowed them for a reason. He's trying to teach us something. He's trying to mold us to be more like Jesus, do we thank Him for those things? That should be part of it as well. Lord, thank You for these trials. I know what You're trying to teach me. I mean, I don't know what You're trying to teach me, but teach me. Do what You're trying to do in my life. Thank You. We're told to do that. So prayer and supplication with thanksgiving. Let your requests be made known unto God. So, again, God says everything there in verse 6. Everything by prayer. So 1 Peter 5, 7. Casting all your care. No exceptions. Give it all to the Lord. That is the ultimate display of true humility. Which is why God connects them in this passage. True humility is giving it all to God. Because essentially by doing that, we're saying we have none of the answers. And we don't. Now let's go to Matthew 26, because He finishes the passage by saying He careth for you. So God is saying, if you're truly humble, if you truly have a submissive spirit, you will give me all your burdens. But He finishes by saying, and I will care for you. That's our God. When He saves us, He doesn't say, okay, I'll see you when you get to heaven. He says, now I'm going to be there with you the whole time. I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. As a matter of fact, I'll live inside of you in the person of the Holy Ghost. And I'm going to take care of you. What a blessing. Jesus here in Matthew 20, chapter 6. Did I say 26? I'm sorry, it's Matthew 6, verse 25. Matthew 6, 25, Jesus here is trying to drive this point home that God cares for every little thing in our lives. And look what He says. Therefore I say unto you, take no thought for your life, what you shall eat or what you shall drink, nor yet for your body, what you shall put on. Is not the life more than meat, and the body than raiment? Behold the fowls of the air, for they sow not, neither do they reap, nor gather into their barns, yet your heavenly Father feedeth them. Are ye not much better than they? When we step outside and see the birds eating, which is what they do, they spend their day singing and eating. Do you ever wonder, not wonder as in a question wonder, but just wonder at the fact that God actually takes care of even the birds? That's what He just said. So why should we be concerned about whether or not we can give Him all of our burdens when He, even as we read here, your heavenly Father feedeth them. Which of you by taking thought can add one cubit unto His stature? And why take ye thought for raiment? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They toil not, neither did they spin. And yet I say unto you, that even Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these. Wherefore, if God so clothe the grass of the field, which today is and tomorrow is cast into the oven, shall He not much more clothe you, O ye of little faith? God will feed the birds, if God takes care of the flowers, which only last for a day, don't you think He'll take care of us? That's what Jesus is saying. Of course He will. He careth for you. And that's the point of it all, isn't it? Be humble enough to give them all to God, every single burden, every single request, because He careth for you. Did you know He even cares for us when we're backslidden? That's our wonderful God. And how many times does it say, return unto the Lord? Look at the story of the prodigal son. What's the point of that? God even cares for us when we're not where we should be. He careth for you. God cares for us when we're tempted. Imagine that. Matter of fact, it's a blessing when we resist temptation, as we saw in James a couple of weeks ago. Blessed is the man that endureth temptation. But God cares when we're tempted. God cares when we're hurting. He cares. He cares for us. Even when things aren't going the way they should in our own minds, God cares for us. Look at verse 10 of the same of our passage, 1 Peter 5, which we'll look at in 2 weeks. The God of all grace, who hath called us unto His eternal glory by Christ Jesus, after that ye suffered a while, make you perfect, establish, strengthen, and settle you. David said in Psalm 119:71, it is good for me that I've been afflicted, that I might learn thy statutes. So God even cares for us when we're hurting, when we're going through trials. He cares for us when we're persecuted. Thou preparest a table for me in the presence of mine enemies. We all know that verse, Psalm 23:5. He cares when we're afraid. Matter of fact, God cares for us all the time. Amen? Hebrews 13:5, let's turn there. I just quoted it a couple minutes ago, but let's look at it. Hebrews 13:5. And so what is God trying to tell us in this passage? I believe He's trying to tell us to show true humility, a true submissive spirit, by being willing to admit we don't have any of the answers, we don't have any of the solution, we don't have any wisdom. We're going to give it all to God. Every single burden, every single need, everything, we're going to just give it to God. Hebrews 13:5, let your conversation be without covetousness, be content with such things as you have, for He has said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. Never. We as Christians can confidently say, it doesn't matter what happens, God will never leave me. Hallelujah. Jesus said, all that the Father giveth to me shall come to me, and he that cometh to you I will no wise cast out. If we try to run, God will bring us home. Read the story of Jonah. God always has His ways. He always cares. No matter where we are in our Christian life, He cares. But we need to reveal to God that we truly believe in His omnipotence by giving it all to Him. And that is true humility before Almighty God. Because remember, the opposite of humility is pride. And it is prideful when we have burdens, when we have needs, and we don't bring them to God because we're saying, I don't need God's help with this. When we do. And essentially, what is that really saying to God? It's saying that we're our own God. Think about it. And that's kind of where it all started with Satan, isn't it? He said, I will be like the Most High. I ultimately want God's throne. And what we're saying is, oh, I'm the God of my own destiny. I'm the God of my own life. I can take care of this. No, we can't. We're helpless without the Lord. So show true humility before a God that loves us and cares for us no matter what by saying, Lord, I'm going to cast all my care. And what will He do? Well, Philippians 4, the peace of God. In return, we can have peace because it's not our burden anymore. It's now God's burden, like we saw Sunday night with Hezekiah. There was no hope. They were surrounded. They were outnumbered. They were going to lose the battle. He just spread the letter out. He prayed. He said, Lord, it's your testimony. And God said, okay, you're right. I will defend this city. Killed 185,000 people. Done. God took care of it. God can do anything. Amen? That's the root of this whole thing, is God can do anything. We are telling God we believe that when we give Him every single burden. Every single care. Casting all your care upon you, Him, for He careth for you. What a great God we serve. Let's pray. Thank you.